Poetry Moment, read by Clarica.
To Evening, by William Collins. If aught of oaten stop or pastoral song may hope, O pensive eve, to soothe thine ear, like thy own solemn springs, thy springs in dying gales. O nymph reserved, while now the bright-haired sun sits in yon western tent, whose cloudy skirts, with breed ethereal wove, o'erhang his wavy bed. Now air is hushed, save where the weak-eyed bat, with short, shrill shriek, flits by on leathern wing, or where the beetle winds his small but sullen horn, as oft he rises midst the twilight path, against the pilgrim borne in heedless hum. Now teach me, maid composed, to breathe some softened strain, whose numbers, stealing through thy darkening veil, may not unseemly with its stillness suit, as, musing slow, I hail thy genial loved return. For when thy folding star arising shows his paly circlet, at his warning lamp the fragrant hours and elves who slept in buds the day, and many a nymph who wreathes her brow with sedge and sheds the freshening dew, and, lovelier still, the pensive pleasures sweet prepare thy shadowy car. Then let me rove some wild and healthy scene, or find some ruin midst its dreary dells, whose walls more awful nod by thy religious gleams. Or if chill, blustering winds or driving rain prevent my willing feet, be mine the hut that, from the mountain's side, views wilds and swelling floods, and hamlets brown and dim discovered spires, and hears their simple bell, and marks o'er all thy dewy fingers draw the gradual dusky veil. While spring shall pour his showers, as oft he wont, and bathe thy breathing tresses, meekest eve, while summer loves to sport beneath thy lingering light, while sallow autumn fills thy lap with leaves, or winter, yelling through the troublous air, affrights thy shrinking train and rudely rends thy robes. So long, regardful of thy quiet rule, shall fancy, friendship, science, smiling peace, thy gentlest influence own, and love thy favorite name.